This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Cooch Behar in West Bengal today for election campaigning. At the Cooch Behar Ras Mela ground, he will campaign in support of BJP candidates contesting on 8 seats of Cooch Behar district and 5 seats of the Alipurduar district. Ahead of the Prime Minister's arrival, the Ras Mela grounds have been wrapped in a blanket of security. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in 4 states and 1 union territory. Prominent political party leaders are leading election rallies in different parts of poll-bound states. Addressing a public meeting in Thiruvallur yesterday, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said, "The safety of Indians, especially those from Kerala in West Asia, is a top priority of his government."
Gulf countries ke netaon se main lagatar sampark mein hu, wahan ki sarkaron se hum lagatar baat kar rahe hain. Main aap sabhi parijanon ko aashwast karta hu, aapke parivarjan भले ही आपसे दूर हो लेकिन वो अकेले नहीं है. भारत सरकार इन देशों में रह रहे हर भारतीय के साथ है.
Mr. Modi said the government's strong ties with Gulf countries help protect Indians there during these difficult times. He added that Keralam is ready for a historic transformation and that people's immense faith in NDA is visible across the state. In Tamil Nadu, election fever is running high with door-to-door campaigning and road shows are being held for garnering votes. In a surprise announcement yesterday, the leader of VCK, a long-term ally of the DMK, has said that he will not be contesting in this assembly elections. The party was allocated 8 seats in the Secular Democratic Alliance. DMK chief M.K. Stalin was at Sankaran Koval and Mudu Kulathur campaigning for Secular Democratic Alliance. Union Minister of State and BJP candidate Dr. L. Murugan told the media at Coimbatore that the state needed a double-engine government so that the state's growth is not affected and people wanted more opportunities to flourish. AIADMK General Secretary E. Palaniswamy, campaigning at Thiruvannamalai, assured that farmer loans will be cancelled if they come to power and alleged the mishandling of issues by the DMK government. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for thunderstorms accompanied by hailstorm over Jharkhand during the next 2 days. It is also forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. According to IMD, thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds are likely to prevail over Uttarakhand, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Vidarbha, West Bengal, Keralam and Mahe during the next 2 days. Similar weather conditions are also expected over Andhra Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, interior Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh, Marathwada, Telangana and northeastern parts of the country today. The conflict in West Asia has entered another intense phase with strikes reported across multiple fronts simultaneously. In one of the most alarming developments, a projectile struck near the perimeter of Iran's Bushehr nuclear power plant on Saturday, killing a member of the facility's physical protection unit and damaging an auxiliary building. The International Atomic Energy Agency, citing Iranian authorities, confirmed the incident and said there was no increase in radiation levels following the strike. On the other hand, U.S. President Donald Trump has given a 48-hour ultimatum to Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz. In a social media post on Truth Social, Mr. Trump reminded Iran that it had 10 days to either make a deal or open up the Hormuz Strait on 26th of March. He warned Iran that it has a mere 48 hours before facing severe consequences. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Gujarat Titans by 6 runs in a last over thriller at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.